Thank you and good morning. Humboldt State University will hold a vigil today to remember the 7 high school students and school employees, along with the bus driver and the driver of the truck that hit that bus, who died in a crash while on the way to visit the campus last spring. Arthur Arzola, Michael Lee Myvett Jr., and Madison Haywood were all counselors and chaperones, and they died in the crash. Ismael Jimenez, Jennifer Bonilla, Denise Gomez, Adrian Castro, and Marissa Serrato were all high school students on their way to visit the campus. Bus driver Talalele Tayau and the truck driver Timothy Evans were also killed in that collision. The candlelight vigil will be held in front of Founders Hall this evening beginning at 5 o'clock. Following that deadly collision, donors to the school gave more than $65,000 to establish scholarships in honor of the victims. And in the past school year, 24 students were each awarded $1,000 scholarships from that fund. Arcata firefighters responded to a report of smoke coming from a wooded area near the 4900 block of Boyd Road on Thursday evening. As they neared the scene, they could see a large column of white smoke that originated with a vegetation fire of about a tenth of an acre in size. The fire was spreading toward dry pampas grass, and it was difficult for firefighters to access the area behind Eureka Ready Mix Concrete due to the terrain and 2 chain-link fences. Once on scene, the fire was extinguished quickly and caused no damage other than burned grass, but the origin of the fire is considered suspicious. A Caltrans crew was dispatched to the scene to help build a fire break with hand tools, and the fire was located near 2 suspected homeless encampments. The sheriff's office has released few details, but a Hoopa man is recovering from a gunshot wound he suffered near Airport Road on Thursday. A Hoopa ambulance crew initially took the victim to the ambulance station for treatment, and he was then taken to a hospital for further treatment and surgery. The victim is in stable condition, but little has been released about why he was shot or who did the shooting. Deputies have opened an investigation, and anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. It's always been a good time to quit smoking cigarettes, using electronic cigarettes, or smokeless tobacco, and a new package of bills introduced into the state legislature is aimed at getting more people to stop using tobacco products. 5 bills that address the use of cigarettes, vaping, chewing tobacco, and health care costs are now being considered in Sacramento. 1 bill would raise the purchase age for cigarettes from 18 to 21. A 2nd bill bans the use of smokeless tobacco at all sporting events and in all sporting venues and ballparks in the state of California, including professional ballparks. A 3rd bill will regulate the use of electronic cigarettes and bring their use and the sale of related products under the same umbrella of regulations that govern tobacco. The final 2 bills are tied together. 1 would raise the tax on a pack of cigarettes by $2, and that would in turn provide expanded funding for Medi-Cal. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The fire that destroyed the Star Hotel building in downtown Fortuna was a blow to the city and to the building's owners and the businesses that rented space at that location. But that incident also highlighted the importance of volunteer fire companies in Humboldt County, companies that provide necessary emergency service. Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Ken Woods points out that the reason the Humboldt County Fire Chiefs Association supported the passage of Measure Z was to help those numerous volunteer departments.
As far as the Fire Chiefs Association, we understand that, and we took the approach that we want to help the little guys first, the volunteer firefighters that are all throughout Humboldt County. So our request, a little over $2.6 million, the majority of that is for the very basic minimum level of equipment that'll get those firefighters up to a safe standard.
The fire chiefs are focused on the volunteer companies, and none of the requested funding will be used for professional departments.
We're not putting in for salaries. We're not putting in for bodies. This is just equipment. You know, we really believe that the volunteers should be brought up to a basic minimum standard level, and that's the protective clothing that we wear, the air packs, and radios, communication equipment.
Volunteer departments not only serve as first responders in communities across the county, they are also key when mutual aid is needed and regularly serve in that role as well. And that's the news on this Friday morning for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.